And welcome to Start a Set. My name Ed Sylvester. This is
Ollie Sylvester.
And welcome to the show that rewrites myths and legends. Hello, Ollie. How you doing?
Woo. Yeah, I'm good. Hello, Edward. It feels like we recorded yesterday.
Not because we did, but also
not because we did.
It was pretty recent. Yeah, you are right there, to be fair. Hey, man, that's part of the fun. That's part of why we do this. Look, how you doing? Are you good?
Yep, I'm great.
Excellent, lovely stuff.
How are you?
Yeah, ticking over, feeling pretty good, feeling pretty tasty. Good news, everybody, because I know you've all been hanging on this tender hook of a worry and question. I've finished my little lizard blood bowl team that I was doing, which Ollie gave me.
Finally, yeah
it's taken Christ. Me a little time. What, about a month and a half? Something like that.
Maybe about that. I don't really know. To be fair, you would do a lot of them, and then you'd stop, and then life would get in the way, and then you'd carry on.
Yeah, exactly. It's that sort of thing where, life definitely does get in the way of doing those things. But finished, done. Hey, I'm happy with them. I think they look pretty kicking.
Me photos and they look good, so...
Yeah, I'll pop a little photo in the old chatty-watty in the Discord, which you can find in the comments. Whoa, look at that. That's pretty professional.
I was going to say, we haven't plugged it for like the last four episodes. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Go check us out on the Discord, baby, because, there's some stuff in there. I'll tell you what it is. It's all nudes. All nudes all the time.
I hope not.
It's definitely not. But, I shouldn't say that like that. It sounds like I'm disappointed that it's not. It's not. It's not. God.
Let's get none of them. None of those. None of that.
That's how we're starting this show this week.
You can give us dad jokes. I'll allow that. Terrible dad jokes.
What, as part of the chat? Yeah, no, to be fair.
As part of the Discord.
I love a good dad joke. Speaking of dad jokes, I saw our resident dad, old Samuel Bradley Esquire, this weekend. He came up to visit me up in Scottyburg. Which was nice.
How
was
he?
To see him.
How was Sam?
He's having a great old time. He's got his kids lovely. He's enjoying being a dad. And doing all the things that are associated with that. And I just thought I'd give everybody a quick update because, always nice to know what's going on in
that world. Have I ever met Sam?
Have you met Sam?
I don't think I have I?
No, I don't think you have. Not over the years. I think the last time you sort of collectively met all of my friends and fans, because all my friends are fans, undoubtedly.
Yeah. you tosser.
No, what a thing to say. I'm having a fun time this evening, Ollie. Was my wedding, and I don't think I knew Sam then, actually.
Nope.
No, he blasted his way into my life. Saw Sam, his wife, and his kid, and we went to a science museum, which, boy, was that fun.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, love me a dinosaur.
Oh, was it dinosaurs? Oh, that's actually kind of cool, yeah.
Yeah, they've got really good... up in the Berg, the Edinburgh, it's no secret that that's where I live. If you can find my house and the entire thing, wait, do you know what?
Kill him. Just kill him.
Sure, go for that. I was just going to say well done, because there's very little to go on except that, and it's quite a big city.
Fuck it, YOLO.
Thanks, Ollie. Appreciate that. Love that. YOLO after saying, don't worry, murder this guy.
It's fine. No one's gonna.
No, obviously.
This
not.
Is where we get like a fucking screenshot of your house or a photo from your house in the Discord in like a week.
Terrifying.
Time to move. That's what it would be.
Yeah, very much so. We've got a lovely. It's a great Edinburgh Science Museum. 100% free.
Yep.
Suggested donation, but if you don't have the cash, don't worry about it. You can go in and still check out that wonderful, wonderful place of learning. They've got a kicking T-Rex skeleton and...
Oh, sweet.
They've got a really good Stegosaurus skeleton as well.
Ooh, nice. Mm. I do like a good Stego. Do you know, funnily enough, Ed, I went to the London Natural History Museum.
Oh,
this week. So
really,
yeah.
Oh, so well, that's
I totally forgot about it, which is really bad because it was like the highlight of my week. But yeah, so I also saw dinosaurs, and I also saw a cracking Stegosaurus skeleton.
Yeah, I bet you did. If that's
and
the,
and a Triceratops one. Yeah. There wasn't really... I can't remember if there was a T-Rex one, you know? There's they have that big animatronic.
They have got the big T-Rex animatronic that they sort of move around every so often. Last time I went there, they had... Because they've also got a lot of velociraptors, haven't they, as animatronics, if I remember
correctly. The little fluffy ones. Yeah, yeah, they got them.
How are they doing?
It's not velociraptors, but it's they're like the...
Deinonychus?
Dilophosaurus or something like that. They're like tiny ones with feathers.
Cool. Nice.
Really, really small. Basically a velociraptor, but mini.
Yeah. Of the raptorial nature.
Yeah, there's like three of them on a big line. They're really good. That was fine. That was fun as well. Yeah.
Excellent.
Oh, that was such a good day. Hey, look at us. Museum junkies. Let's go.
Yeah. Do you know what? Yeah. I think, and I might have said this before on the podcast, I might not have done, but I think dinosaurs are categorically the gateway drug for like this sort of level of nerdism. And I say level of nerdism because it's in the same, because, you know, sports stuff, it's still nerds. Sports people are nerds. They're just nerds about different things.
Sports.
Exactly. Yeah. About stats. This guy threw this ball this many times, this hard.
Yeah.
This guy punched this guy in the face this many times. This lady's jumped this high this many times. That's all it is.
This much of a dick. This guy gets paid this much money.
Exactly. That's, I mean, you can't really do that with dinosaurs. I don't think anybody paid T-Rex. No.
Do you know what? Just to interrupt. Mm. I had something really fucking cool happen today, which it kind of links to this. We're on something to do with my job, right? I'm at an archaeological dig today. That's what I'm doing at the moment.
That's
right?
Cool. Didn't
know
that.
Yeah, it's fucking sick. You waited. This is going to blow your tiny little mind, right?
Love it.
They found Iron Age pottery, right?
Nice.
So I've touched Iron Age pottery, and then on top of that, Ed, they found a fucking flint tool, mate.
Oh, that's
so I held
cool.
in my hand. I'll send you a photo later. I held in my hand a flint little diamond thing that they were making, and they found it at the bottom of this pit.
Do you know what tool it was?
No. It's just like, you know where you can see like the flint make markings, where they've like shaped the edge. It's got covered in them. It's really cool.
Nice, that's amazing.
And it was all at the bottom of this little, it's called a bell pit, or a bell hole.
Either
and it basically
either.
Is like a tube and then a, you know, like a, kind of like a wine
bottle.
Bottle, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, love it.
Within the soil. Yeah, fucking awesome.
That's really cool. Yeah. That is very cool. Is cool. Yeah, send me those photos later. That'd be a lot of fun. I'll have a look at them. But that's not why we are here to wax the lyricals. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here to play some D&D, some Beowulf D&D. So, Ollie, do you have your...
I do. I tried to do this a second ago and it failed fucking miserably, so...
I love it. Even when it's shit, it's brilliant. That's all what right. it's all about. Come on, Ollie, show me what
we ready?
Got. Yep. Not
bad. That's right, so... I tried to do it earlier and I couldn't get a single thing out of it. So I'm taking that. That was pretty good.
Very good.
You know, if you want to send us horns, you can send them to the North Pole.
Different horns.
To Santa Claus.
Nice. Love it.
Because we don't have a P.O. box or anything.
Not
that we'd have a P.O. box. But cool. Yeah.
Well, let's play D&D. And gents, the fire is lit and there are stories to tell. We open on the high seas. The waves are lapping at the Bryn, a boat named after a true hero, a savior of Prudria, and all around nice guy. Our crew stands ready. Well, not even stands, is ready. They are absolutely smashing it across the waves. Both sails are full, oars are at the ready. And basically this journey, the secondary journey and part of our adventure, is off to an absolute flying start. We begin, obviously, with our wonderful time where we've taken from our portent, which we rolled last week. If you haven't caught up with that, nip back one very quickly, and that will give you an idea of what's going on. But as we know in the Tales of Beowulf and how this story runs and our times here is influenced by our weird, our journey is also influenced by our weird.
Yeah.
We begin, I believe, going north was the thought process, was it not?
Yes. Yes. We were going the same direction we were travelling before, I believe.
Oh, okay.
That was the plan. Or was it the opposite? I can't remember what I said now, to be honest.
That's fine. I'm sure
we'll go in north. Let's go north.
Beautiful. Let's do it. North, I think it was northwest or east. Either. Look, we're going in a direction, ladies and gentlemen, and that's where we're going.
Yeah.
And the DM will undoubtedly put the story beats in the way of wherever we go.
Whichever way, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Yes, calm seas, calm-ish seas, like slightly buoyant. They're buffeting the boat around, but nothing that cannot be dealt with ease. The skies are clear and there is some cloud cover, but ultimately nothing too bad. And the temperature of the world as you know it is temperate. It's not too warm, it's not too cold. It's on the colder side of things, just based upon the time of year. But out in this ocean, no need to necessarily wrap up, but a jumper would be nice, if that makes sense.
Nice. Good thing I've got a big old coat.
That you do. Big old cloak. That you do. The first day of our journey goes off without a hitch. Collectively, everybody gets on. There is a full cadre of rowers rowing, and they are knowing where they're going because they are tracked by our wonderful crew member who is taking on, well, the idea of following and tracking our journey. I forget her name because I haven't got my notes in front of me. Doesn't matter.
It begins with a T. Maybe.
Tora! You're exactly right, Ollie. Yeah. Thank you. She is attempting again to map the directions that you have gone. I'll give it a little roly-poly.
Perfect. Yeah.
Because that was the job you gave her. She's doing a great job, Ollie. Normando is 100% happy with how her performance is.
Great. I feel like this is going to be the worst fucking map ever.
Oh, dear.
Excellent.
Cald is sat upon your shoulder, enjoying the wind in his face.
Yeah.
And Atcher, you see, is taking some of the strain, getting involved with the oars. I've brought back helping with considerable strength to drive the ship forwards through the surf of the waves. The salt, you can feel it tasting upon your lips. Day one, no interruption.
Cool. Throughout day one, can I periodically try and... I want to check with... Well, I'm going to periodically try and kind of smother the item with other items to see if Cloud can... It kind of...
A bit of experimentation.
Like, yeah, like what if I hold it in my hand and put it in the sea?
Mm-hmm.
Does the water stop it?
Interesting. All right. Yeah. Like it. So, Ollie, you've got 5 different options to choose from here during this testing of the day. 5 ideas that can come up to hide/mask the idea of the influence of the crafts of Wayland from Cald and see how that affects things. 5 options. What is your first choice?
Okay, so I'm making these options, am I?
You are, yeah.
Okay. Oh, my God. I hadn't thought this far ahead.
Hey, D&D, collective storytelling, yeah. Baby. That's what it's all about.
Hmm. Right. It's an eye, so it's quite small. Hmm.
I mean, you've already suggested the ocean. Would you like to try that to begin with?
Yeah, I'll start with the ocean.
Okay, lovely stuff. You lean overboard, plunge your hand into the sea, holding on to the eye. There's a moment where, oh, it could slip. Not to worry. Stays within your hand. Cald looks at you and he's like, ah, yeah, this ain't changing things. And you can see, like, his eyes are watering a little bit.
Fuck, mate.
The sea is nothing. Ain't gonna do it. Ugh.
What if I give it to you? If I literally make you hold it?
Yeah, you can give it to me. I'll hold the thing. Sure, why not?
I give it to him. Put it in his little hands.
Okay, he takes both hands holding up, and it kind of looks like in his hands it's the equivalent of kind of holding a cat made of stone. The sizing that I've chosen
this. Okay, that's the scale you put it at.
That's the scale that I put it at. Is
I was like,
someone holding
a cat. I
swear
it's just a like a rock. It's not carved into a cat shape or anything.
No, that's just the scaling for the comparison between the two. Is an adult cat is the size of the rock in comparison to Cald. nope, I can... Yep, this is still... Whoa, it's quite... Okay. It's very intense.
I have a final thing, but I won't do that quite yet. Right,
all right,
so you've held it. I've put it in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
What did I do last time? Put it in my jacket, and that didn't help, did it?
Nah, nothing there.
If I put it in my mouth,
mm-hmm.
Will that hide it?
Is that option number three?
Yeah, that would be option number three.
All right, you put it in your mouth feeling a bit strange and a bit weird to be doing that. Cal looks at you, he goes, I'm sorry, boss, I can still,
Fuck's sake, what the fuck am I supposed to do now?
That's one out of three.
Okay.
One out of three? Three out of five, sorry.
Three out of five, yeah. Do we have any storage boxes?
Oh. Within the ship, plenty of storage boxes.
Are any of them lined with, like, lead?
Lead, interesting. That's a good question. Lead or metal, lineage. There will be some... bringing lead onto a boat is, well, for lack of a better term, pretty fucking stupid. Because it's as heavy as it is. So, no on the lead. There are a couple of kind of strong boxes, I guess you would call them, which have a more durable building with inside them. Some of them may have metal banding around them and a reasonable piece of metal that would go within the inside. Probably be the size, I don't know, like to transport them easily... They would need to be transported by two people holding a carved handle, which is on either side. You can transport them yourself, but it would be like carrying what's the sort of thing that you would carry that would do this?
Like a chest of drawers.
In fact, take a drawer out of a chest of drawers.
It
would be the ungainliness of that.
Right. That's annoying. Well, I'll put one in there and see.
You place the craft of Wayland that belongs to you. It's orangey light within your hand. You place it within one of these strong boxes, close the lid. Carl looks at you and he goes, hey, that's done something.
Okay, here we go, here we go.
Like, I can feel that it's there, but it ain't there as much, you know?
Okay, what... it's got to be the metal, doesn't it? Does anybody have any, like, plate mail? Plate armor on?
Plate armor in these times is...
It wouldn't really be a thing, would it?
No, not at all.
No. Okay, well, never mind. Well, look, if that helps, can you get a sense on anything else while this is in this box, or does it need to be masked more?
I guess kinda. There's a bit of this, but also a bit of something that kind of way. And he points his little orange hand out across the port, to like the port bow.
Okay.
So forwards and left, I think, or right. Either. I'm not a boatman. Why would I know?
It's left, innit? Somebody told us. I can't remember what it was. Something about the number of letters.
Oh, that's a good thing to know. P-O-R-T, L-E-F-T.
Yeah?
Yeah, sure. We'll go with that, Ollie. Why not?
Yeah, I think it is that, you know?
Love it. Absolutely love it.
Yep. We're going left. Either way.
All right. So you turn the tiller. You give the option to the tiller. Well done, by the way, for doing it within 5.
Thank you.
And actually, I will say, at that position, take an inspiration point, Ollie.
Cool. I forgot to mark it off last time, so I'll just keep it on.
Just keep it there then, baby.
Do you want to know my fifth attempt?
Yeah, go for it.
Just for shits and gigs. I was going to swallow it.
That would have been interesting.
Yeah. And then I also had a brief moment of the idea of cutting out my own eyeball and sticking it in my eye socket, but I'm glad I didn't do that.
Nice. Like that. Very Odin, very Grimnir.
Yep. All right. Well, we're going left, are we?
Left. Forward, so you're sort of going in the right direction, apparently.
Like northwest.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sound. You got it. Carl points the day. Points the way, not the day. Day one. Wow, what a successful start to this journey. To fix that idea and that thought process that quickly. Your DM's impressed. Wouldn't have thought it would have taken that quick to figure that stuff out. A little annoyed. But
I'm all about the stat, Max and Ed. You know this.
These things, you roll with the punches.
Yeah.
Day one ends well. That evening, as the watches are taken and there are moments of interaction between the crew, you hear Atcher and Cald having a deeper discussion with themselves.
Okay.
Atcher is, at one point, quite animated, and you overhear. Well, do a perception check, please.
Yeah, Ollie. I was gonna say, do I hear anything? All right. Ooh. Perception. 8.
8. Okay. You do not overhear anything, I'm afraid. No. There is a moment where you kind of lock onto the conversation, and then another member of the crew draws your attention to another area which needs some sort of looking at. It's an older gentleman. Basically, he's asking you to look at his feet because he think he might have caught some sort of fungal disease. And you, as the apprentice kenner, well, you know about these things.
Can I do a kenning check?
About his feet? Yeah, go for it. Yeah, uh-huh, uh-huh.
What would that be? Medicine.
Yeah. If you've got, are you proficient at medicine?
I'm not.
Then I would just let's just go with the. Oh, this is interesting because it's sort of the thing that you would know about, but also not know. Medicine works.
Medicine works. Okay.
Let's go with medicine. Let's stick with that.
14 plus 4, so 18.
Right, okay, still pretty good started up on that front, baby. Yeah, you, easy, you know this sort of stuff, you've seen this many a times. People call it sailor's foot. It is the equivalent of athlete's foot from our age, basically. It's just he's had a damp foot for a long time, kept it maybe in a sock, or it's been gotten a bit warm, and he's just got a little bit of fungal growth going on there. It is unpleasant, it smells bad. And you, Normanda, knowing how you deal with poor smells and bad hygiene, not a fan.
No. Well, look, keep your
Do
foot
you think
dry.
I'll lose it?
No. You'll be fine. No. Well, don't put it back in your shoe.
Okay.
Keep it dry. Air it. Stick it over the side.
Nice.
So it kind of dries out with the wind.
He leans back this not being his watch or no requirement to do any sailing, kind of leans back with his toes drifting in the wind, not drifting, like flexing in the wind.
Yeah.
Ah, this'll sort it right out, yeah?
Yep.
Amazing.
And put your sock over as well. Dry your sock out.
Oh, yeah. Sock. He puts his sock on the side. and it's your classic sock. Grey with two patched on areas. One darned over the heel of the sock. The other one with a clearly darned before, but another hole going through where the big toe is just making its way through.
Yeah, does he have like a big hole toe? Yeah.
Exactly, like a burying worm.
Big hole toe? Big toe hole. Christ.
Hey, hole toe. You got a hole toe to poke through it. You know, maybe can't have a half toe to poke through. In this time, Ollie, I would like you to roll a intelligence check for both of your followers, for Kald and for Atcher.
So these are just straight rolls. They don't have straight any modifiers.
Straight rolls. Yep.
12 for Atcher and 16 for Cloud.
Interesting. So they come. There's a moment after you've been treating this gentleman with his foot fungus. Atcher has moved away from Cald. Cald was standing next to on the handrail of the ship, kind of quite casually as he was having that conversation. But clearly, something was said or something along those lines, and actually kind of steps away from the conversation, looking quizzical and pensive.
She look angry or upset about it?
No, not at all. Just quizzical and pensive. Okay. Maybe a shift in thought. Hmm. And she gets this burden, Ollie.
Oh, no. Okay.
She gets a questioning faith for the rest of this adventure. Or this journey. And I should also ask you to mark off the temporary gift that she was given when she witnessed the jellyfish display previously. Yep,
I have used that already.
Yep, and that's completely gone.
So what does that give her then?
So questioning faith as she questions whether the old gods truly are old gods, and if they are, why aren't they still here, and why would their new church influence things, and what's the point of everything, and has basically an existential crisis and a question of her faith. She receives disadvantage on saving throws
for
the rest of this journey.
The whole journey?
The whole journey, my friend.
Fucking hell, alright.
Yeah, not a good time. And we go through the first of our experiences with the weird for today.
Okay. What, was that the experience? Or
that was the experience.
Oh.
Kald has basically argued, as within his position, that maybe the gods aren't really real at all, or if anything exists, and this new church sounds much the same of different things, for he sits firmly on the fence between old gods, new gods. Alfae exists, whether it exists because of gods, or whether the gods for them, in where they reside, are just people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With different influences, with different powers. For them, how can you question that these beings could be gods? Which shakes poor Atcher to, not to her core, but shakes her conviction, at least.
Okay, that's a shame. Well, fucking clown.
Those are the weirds that we see, my friend. The weirds that we see.
Damn, that must be the negative one then that I rolled.
Yeah, it ain't great. Yeah. That is the negative one. You are correct. But that brings us to the opening of day 2. Everybody takes some sleep, takes a watch. It's equally shared between the crew, your followers, and yourself.
Yep.
Is there anything you would like to do during that time, during that night?
Yes.
Mm.
Actually, have I had a long rest yet?
Yeah, 100%.
Do I do my subtle omens? Yes, I will.
All right. Tell me how you would like to use your subtle omens. What portents would you like to use to influence the future that you experience?
I would like to, using my kenning bones, as I don't have access to a fire on the ship, I would like to scatter them and see if they... I'm going to basically ask if we're heading towards... Oh, you can't really ask a question. It's kind of like, am I going in the right place? Yes, no, maybe. Yeah, I would like to ask them if we're heading in the right direction. Now, I'm not sure if that actually falls under the thing, but you can give me a...
Well, it's a yes, no, maybe, right? Realistically.
Yeah. I kind of know we are, though, because Cloud's given me directions, but... Is it going to be... Oh, yeah, I don't really
is
know
that the
how
question
to...
that you're asking?
You know what? You know what, actually, because I don't really know if this is going to give me useful information, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to scrap it. Sorry?
Nothing? But... Nothing at all?
No. I think... yeah. Oh, actually, fuck it. sorry, I'm going back and forth, but I just thought of something that was quite nice. I would like to know if the village is doing okay.
Ah, great, good question. So yeah, love it.
If anything's happened to the village,
so
if
you cast.
In danger...
Yeah, you throw the bones up in the air. As you throw it up, there's a moment where they reach the pinnacle of their zenith of being thrown up, and it feels like they pause just for a moment in your eyes. The wind and the salt of the sea kind of brush across them, and you see, before they even hit the ground, you see them turn and change in just in that moment before they fall, that perfect section where they feel like they're floating and nothingness is there. You see the runes reflected in a way that is positive.
Okay.
Wheel. It would appear that the village is doing fine.
Okay, good. Good.
Or at least no worse than when you left it.
No worse than they were previously. Okay, that's
exactly
fine. Good. That makes me feel good. It means they haven't been attacked again.
Mm.
Okay, in that case, I would like to... Well, I want to keep watch out. You decide whether I need to roll for that or not, I suppose.
You just keep and watch?
Yeah, I'll
specifically
keep watch.
Me
and Atcher and Cloud will take it in turns.
All right. So, during your watch, you don't need to roll for this. There's nothing extra really out there.
Sure.
Right now.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, exactly. There is very obviously... upon the horizon, going in the direction that you are currently traveling, a bank of dark cloud.
Mm.
And you can see it. It's like a line across the sky. Beforehand, these nice, relatively blue sky, it's kind of that blue-white. It's not completely clear. It's not quite warm enough. But then there is a definite moment where the clouds gather, become dark and black, and you see the seas below them start to churn. The white waves, as they crash into each other, are very obvious, even from this distance.
Okay, well, that's good. Is there any... Does it look like it's travelling in a certain direction?
Well, towards you, realistically. The storm is in the direction either that you're going, So either you're traveling towards it or it is just moving in your direction.
Okay, so there's no like avoiding it. There's no going around the storm.
Alas, it seems like this was foretold. Yeah. Maybe a portentous occasion.
Around. Does it looks natural, does it? It's not like mystical.
Natural, yes, certainly. The thunder god is striking his hammer and letting himself be known. For you see as lightning breaks the gap between the sky and the land, like a great electric exclamation, a pronunciation across the land that this is the area of the old gods, or at least within your opinion.
Yeah. Okay, well, I will wake the crew and get the ship kind of storm ready. So lower the sails and just kind of ride it out. Mm. I think that's how you survive a storm in a ship. I don't actually have any idea, so...
Neither do I. So we're going to say that makes sense to me, is to get the sails down, undoubtedly, and try and row your way.
Like row way out of it, yeah.
Yep, and roll with it. Make sure that you're always facing the way of the waves.
Yep.
And you plunge into this storm. Lightning begins to crack the air and crackle the sky. And you, Ollie, as a player, have a choice.
Okay.
Now, your choice is this. Some say that the will and desires of the gods are written across the sky in lightning. And there is lightning abound today. This storm is a noisy and a visual one. You're used to storms. Sometimes they're just rain and wind. Sometimes they are thunder. And sometimes, like this one today, they are lightning abound. There is continual strikes. You see them anchor themselves into the waves, even quite close to your boat. But you may choose a follower. And you may choose a follower to try and interpret the storms. Now, there is a risk on this. They may make a check. On a success, they gain a gift. On a natural one, they are struck by lightning slain.
Okay, fuck it. Let's do it.
All right. Atcha. Do you want me to tell you what the pattern of heaven gift is, or are you just going to go straight in?
No, fuck it. Let's just do it. Let's surprise it.
Okay, here we go.
Death or glory.
I love it. Excellent. Right.
Atcha's feeling a bit shitty with her faith, so, you know, she's going to...
Looking for a sign.
Yeah, she's going to look for a sign in hopes that it might restore her questioning faith.
Yep, love it.
Who knows? We'll see.
Okay.
It fell off the table.
All right, that's fine.
Shall I reroll?
You can reroll.
Okay, 13.
13. Okay, Atcha looks to the heavens. You see her kind of studying it. There's a moment where she looks like she's been enraptured in a thought process of, yes, I understand, I see why, and then that face falls slightly as she realizes these are just the murmurings of the gods and not for mere mortals to understand. She doesn't gain the gift, but
she doesn't die.
She does not kick the bucket, which is quite a good position to be in.
Good.
And we sail through our second piece of portent.
Nice. Why is this? This journey's way, way more dangerous than the last one.
Hey, that's just what you rolled, baby.
Yeah.
It's quite good as well if you manage to get the gift, I can tell you that.
What is it?
Ollie,
let's...
You do have some dice in your follower pool.
Ah, ooh.
Some
I do,
in
actually.
Your follower pool.
I have.
You do. Based upon the portent itself.
Yeah.
So if you want to re-roll...
I have 3 on the followers.
Yeah. If you want to re-roll, you can do.
Yeah, go for it. Why not? I feel like it'd be
all right,
fun.
Love it.
No.
What was the roll?
14.
Oh, alas. So close yet so far away. Only one number in it.
Oh, fuck. Christ, okay.
But still, not struck by lightning, and still the outcome remains the same.
Yep. So I now only have two follower things.
You only have two in your follower pool, yes. Cool. If you want to bin that, then go for it.
Perfect.
Excellent. You weather the storm. People look frightened. There is rain and wind aplenty, as well as lightning lashing down left, right, and centre. But your crew is hardy, your will is strong, and you make your way out the other side. It's at this point that Kald kind of bends your ear and goes, Bas! I kind of didn't want to disturb you during, you know, that. And he kind of looks back towards the area where the storm is still on the horizon, but just behind the Bryn. Yeah. The gift, the craft, whatever you want to call it, it's getting closer. And I don't mean like it's because we're moving towards it.
It Something's feels like it's moving towards us, is it?
Yeah, it feels like it's getting closer. Cause
can I make a perception check? Just straight high alert.
You can make a perception check, Ollie. No problem.
What is that? 19? Oh, wait. 19. Wait. Perception. 23.
23. There you go.
Much better.
Easily enough, you scan the horizon to see if there is anything untoward coming towards you. Nothing that you can see from boats or anything like that. But as you sort of scan the horizon and then you bring your sight back along the water, back towards the boat, you notice a fin. A jagged fin. And then once you notice one fin, it's quite distinctive when you notice the two others that travel along in the same sort of area. You've seen a pod of orcas before. You've seen them hunt things, and you kind of get the understanding that this may be that. As these things crest the water, then go back down again. The weirder thing that you notice is when whatever creature these things are, when they crest the water, there's a moment where you see a face.
A human face?
Not human, but not one of the deep creatures that you know. It sits, and for the briefest glimpse that you get, but with such a high perception check, I'll give you more of a description. Green in colour. You're not sure whether that's because of the ocean reflecting across skin. You can tell already from this distance, rubbery in nature, kind of thick, squelching. There is a thick finned crest that runs along the top. For you and me, we would describe it much as a mohawk, but on this creature, it is undoubtedly a crest that runs into another fin. Eyes that are situated much like ours, but black, vacant, and pupilless. A nose that sits within the center of the face, like ours, but flat and wide, and you see underneath it just three little slits that would constitute, as this is the ocean, as gills. And for a moment, you see the top of the jaw, as wide as a human's, but razor teeth sharp that are seen, and either side where you would expect to see ears or hair, these larger gills, thick and rubbery, greasy, as this creature mounts the over the and out of the waves for just a moment and then plunges back in, and you see a tail and some webbed feet.
Do we have any harpoons?
Not around.
Okay.
And not with this ship. This is not a whaling ship, it's more for exploration.
I'll call out to the crew and just say, Creature, we've found a monster. get ready, action stations, prepare for a fight.
Excellent.
And I will attach a bit of rope to my spear while everyone's
nice,
getting ready.
Very nice. Do a survival check, please, for that
sure.
one. The rest of the crew, as you're doing your check, the rest of the crew stow oars. They begin to arm themselves with various weaponry, hand axes, spears, the sort of usual stuff that you would expect from this. You see Cald, who has recently taken to carrying around a small knife, your kitchen knife,
kitchen knife, yeah.
Which he wields much like a sword, a sort of two-handed, strange sword. And
I'm imagining it like a butterfly knife that he kind of flicks out like a massive, huge...
Yeah, but way too big for
way
him.
Too
like
big for
a butterfly
him, yeah.
knife that you have to hold with two hands.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Atcha stands the questioning of her will and her idea within this world very much lost in that moment, for this is what she knows is combat, is a fight.
Yeah. I got a dirty 20 on my survival.
Oh, a dirty 20. Excellent. You tie this piece of rope, maybe, and because you've got a dirty 20, we'll make it extra long in comparison to the usual 50-foot rope that everyone sees. We'll make it a 70-foot rope.
Excellent.
Tied to the haft of your spear, well tied, both encompassing like the head and also the haft, so it can't just slip off the end, and you feel like you've made yourself a relatively reasonable harpoon.
Cool. Excellent.
Just in time, for at that moment, the waves break as three creatures that you don't recognize or have not seen before, but with the face and the bodies that I previously described, break above, and you see their faces revealed in full, their arms, that of humans, realistically, but with these big finned areas at either side, carrying weaponry, tridents or spears that look like they've been crafted from wood that's left upon sand that you find. Driftwood. Crafted from pieces of driftwood and sharpened rocks or shells as they come to bear on the side of the boat. In the centre of them, something that you do recognise and you've seen before, only after fishing trips brought back in trophy, almost. But grey-blue across the top of the back, a fin that cuts the water, and a mouth that is jagged and razored, and a nose that points forward, a undoubtedly shark that are known as sharks already within your time. The dorsal fin also cutting the water as they run straight towards your boat. And we will find out what happens in this fight at the beginning of our next episode.
No, I want to do it now!
Lovely stuff. Excellent!
Yeah, wow. Well, I was not expecting to get run up on.
No.
Yeah.
And the fortunate thing is, because you did that wonderful perception check, you were not surprised by said things.
Mm.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our show for this week. I hope you've enjoyed listening. As always, we have been Starter Set. You have been our listeners. Roll well, and we will see you next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye.